Editor's note. An initial news release from OPP incorrectly identified one of the accused. That information has been corrected. A probe that began in Montreal has led to several arrests nationwide, with 11 individuals charged with 58 offenses in Ontario, according to a news release. On June 2014, search warrants were executed by the Ontario Provincial Police simultaneously, at locations across the province, resulting in the seizure of 10 3D printed firearms, some of which were loaded, 16 handguns, 43 partially manufactured firearms, 46 unrestricted firearms, 123 magazines including several prohibited magazines, 10 3D printers, thousands of rounds of ammunition, hundreds of firearm parts, one suppressor, 11 airsoft rifles, 4 bulletproof vests, illicit drugs including over 1,000 suspected fentanyl pills, $33,700 in Canadian currency, and one cryptocurrency wallet. This investigation began after police became aware of a business that was selling firearm parts. These parts are not compatible with other firearms and are used exclusively to create personally manufactured firearms, which are most commonly produced utilizing 3D printing technologies. While all prohibited weapons pose serious risks to community safety, this is especially true for personally manufactured firearms. Unlike other firearms, they do not have serial numbers and cannot be traced, the release said. Nationally, the Sûreté du Québec led this investigation alongside partners from the Integrated Weapons Trafficking Team, which includes members of the Montreal Police Service, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and the Canada Border Services Agency. In Ontario, this investigation was conducted by the OPP-led Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit, PWEU, with support from the OPP Organized Crime Enforcement Bureau and the OPP Community Street Crime Unit. Municipal policing partners including the Durham Regional Police Service, London Police Service, Niagara Regional Police Service, Ottawa Police Service, Peel Regional Police Service, York Regional Police, Kingston Police Service, Toronto Police Service, Hamilton Police Service, Windsor Police Service, Halton Regional Police Service and Woodstock Police Service supported the execution of the search warrants. Additional supports were also provided by the RCMP and the Aquesson Mohawk Police Service. On June 20, 2023, search warrants were also executed in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. Today, our communities are safer because of the collaborative efforts of our policing partners who are working together to reduce the number of personally manufactured firearms being produced and trafficked in communities across the country, said Det. Inspe. Lee Fulford. The accused have demonstrated a blatant disregard for the regulations surrounding firearms, and the OPP is committed to holding them responsible for their actions. This investigation is ongoing. Anyone with any information about the possession, manufacturing or trafficking of firearms is urged to call OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca. Charged were Ryan Carruthers, 37, Listowel, Ont. Possession for the purpose of weapons trafficking, contrary to Section 100 of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Unauthorized possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. 2x unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. 2x unauthorized possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, contrary to Section 92(1) of the Criminal Code. Taylor Hesselwood, 37, Central Huron, Ont. Breach of firearms regulation, careless storage, contrary to Section 86(2) of the Criminal Code. manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. Cody Holden, 22, Amherstburg, Ont. Unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. 2X unauthorized possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Alter, deface or remove a serial number on a firearm, contrary to Section 108(1)(a) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Craig McCallan, 48, Hamilton, Ont. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. 2X unauthorized possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of a loaded firearm, contrary to Section 95(1) of the Criminal Code. 2X unauthorized possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, contrary to Section 92(1) of the Criminal Code. 2X careless use of a firearm, contrary to Section 86(1) of the Criminal Code. Alexander Poirier, 28, Norwood, Ont. Possession of a prohibited or restricted firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. Unlawful possession of a Schedule I substance, lysergic acid diethylamide, contrary to Section 4(1) of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, contrary to Section 354(1)(a) of the Criminal Code. Janier Rodriguez Reyes, 25, Ancaster Township, Ont. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Unauthorized possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, contrary to Section 92(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of a loaded firearm, contrary to Section 95(1) of the Criminal Code. Careless use of a firearm, contrary to Section 86(1) of the Criminal Code. 8X unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, contrary to Section 355(a) of the Criminal Code. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01(1) of the Criminal Code. Cody Rose, 32, New Tecumseh, Ont. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01(1) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a prohibited firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Thomas Sams, 37, Gravenhurst, Ont. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of cannabis for the purpose of selling, contrary to Section 10(2) of the Cannabis Act. Possession of a Schedule III substance for the purpose of trafficking, contrary to Section 5(2) of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Connor Smith, 32, North Grenville, Ont. Possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01(1) of the Criminal Code. Glenn Venery, 54, Oakville, Ont. Possession of a firearm, contrary to Section 91(1) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a firearm, contrary to Section 99 of the Criminal Code. Unnamed, underage offender, 17, Scarborough, Ont. 2x unauthorized possession of a prohibited device contrary to Section 92(2) of the Criminal Code. Manufacture a firearm, contrary to Section 99(1) of the Criminal Code. Possession of a loaded firearm, contrary to Section 95(1) of the Criminal Code. Breach of firearms regulation, careless storage, contrary to Section 86(2) of the Criminal Code.